broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for August 17th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. We don't believe in a revolution. Don't need it, folks. They rarely turn out well. Go study history. However, we do believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty, absolutely brilliant. And let me make one thing abundantly clear to all of you. We teach to the ideal. We know we live in the real, and we know the real and the ideal aren't the same. But again, we teach to the ideal, the proper role of limited government. And when we live in the real, it's a long way from the ideal in many cases. However, our goal should be to strive to make the real the ideal, right? All right, just want to make that very clear. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, check out the GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And then with special deals in your hand from Patriot businesses participating in the Give Me Liberty Fund, you can get incredible deals on raw honey delivered to your door, on printing services. You can take the scientifically backed free vigor test. You can do all kinds of cool things. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more about all the opportunities. 801-669-2211. You can also get incredible deals on radio advertising. Did you know that? Get a hold of Sam Bushman. Sam at LibertyRoundtable.com will get that done. You can also get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com to learn more. Without further ado, a quick recap of Thursday's broadcast. Then I'll update you on my weekend. We had our guest on, Noah Wall. And Noah Wall was the grassroots director for FreedomWorks.org. We talked about the Utah State GOP meeting. It was on Saturday. We're going to get an update on that in a little bit from Lowell Nelson, our buddy Campaign for Liberty. And the goal was to oppose the expansion of Medicaid, repealing Common Core, and supporting Senator Mike Lee. Anyway, TZ chimes in and says, hey man, this sounds like Child Protective Services for adults. He's right. What happens when Child Protective Services starts confiscating children from homes that have guns? Because they say, you know what, you're an irresponsible parent if you have a gun and a kid in your home at the same time, and you're crazy. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two on Thursday. Do you have too much month at the end of the money? Huh? Kurt brought that up. Great point. We talked about Kraft, Heinz, those guys, announced job cuts in the U.S. and Canada. I guess they're going to eliminate 2,500 jobs. Donald Trump mocks John Kerry for falling off his bicycle. That's kind of a rude story, but anyway. Fox News backs Trump against Megyn Kelly. And they call it a perfect ratings victory, says Forbes. A record 24 million people tuned in to the first GOP debate. Megyn Kelly normally has like 3.2 million. Or 2.3. Sorry, I gave her an extra million. 2.3 million compared to the 24 million. The Donald says he brought all that to the table. He makes no apology. He says, I'm popular. I'm a rock star. I bring, interesting twists and turns to everything, and people want to see it happen. Well, he's right about that. Trump is open to the idea of continuing taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, says CNN. The problem with that headline is it's manipulated. Trump did kind of say that, but he also said he believes abortion to be abhorrent, and he also said that he doesn't believe government should fund abortion. Now, the interesting thing about that is Donald Trump was for pro-abortion for abortion before he was against it. He's been for a lot of things and changed his view, but so did Ronald Reagan, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So has Mitt Romney. I mean, he got the name the ultimate flip-flopper, right? So come on. I'm not defending Trump here, but I am kind of saying, look, do you want a true blue candidate or not? I'm not suggesting Trump is that man. What I am saying is, hey, the mainstream press tells you lies, that's for sure. And real candidates aren't rock stars. They're humble in my opinion, statesman, but that's just me. State of the art. They're talking about vertical video now. It fits the screen and works great. It's the future, many now say, but the old video guys say, you know what? That's just the sign of an amateur. Time will tell, but I'm telling you right now, videos will become more and more vertical because that's what small screens demand. Public funding of Arena is approved by Walker. They're making you believe that Scott Walker is just a total socialist. Again, the mainstream press lies. Yeah, did Walker back the Arena? I'm sure he did. But my point is, how many battles can Walker take on at the same time? He can't be against everything. And I'm sure his point is, hey, just a little bit. Got to take on just a little bit at a time. You got to take on the key issues and let other things slide. But a caller dialed in from Wisconsin or whatever and said, hey, you know what? Scott's for this only because there's so much private money here. There's actually more return to the taxpayers by doing it. May or may not be true. I'm not here to argue with the caller. I'm just saying, you know, it's a debate about, again, how many things can you take on? And if Scott Walker goes along and doesn't want to just down everything, and he lets certain things go, does that mean he really believes in it? Does that mean it's really his pet project and he loves it? You know, a lot of politicians get caught in this. They do things for certain reasons. You don't know why they do it. The mainstream press wants you to believe something that may or not even be true. For example, they think they want you to believe that Ron Paul doesn't care about national security, for instance, because he doesn't want to go to war. See, that's a big lie. Ron Paul's one of the greatest national security experts in the world today. Why? Because he has the same foreign policy as George Washington. That's why, the greatest general this world has ever known. Now, does that mean that he's soft? No, he just doesn't like war. But he wants to defend this country. To prove it, when all the bureaucrats in the 2008-2012 elections were talking about space programs, Ron Paul wanted to not fund space programs except for to make sure that we had a strong space military to defend America. Nobody else even brought that up. You see what a deep thinker he is? Anyway, the bottom line is I think the words are out of context against Scott Walker, knowingly so by the manipulative mainstream press. Yeah, Uzbekistan Airways, they're thinking about weighing passengers before boarding. And so they're kind of saying, hey, you know what? If you're fatter and you make the plane weigh more, then we ought to charge you for it, just like we do heavy baggage. What do you think of that? Good idea? Bad idea? I think it's a bad idea, because what about a super tall guy that takes up a ton of room, but he's thin as a rail? His legs are all over everybody because he's really long and stuff like that, but he doesn't weigh too much. In the freight business, they got a term that deals with weight. And what you do is you measure things, and it has to do with weight versus the size of something. A huge box that's very light takes up a lot of space. And you got to account for that is the point. They call it dimensional weight. I don't know if you guys all knew that, but if you work in the freight industry to any degree, you learn these kind of things. Well, anyway, I think they ought to do dimensional weight. Then all those tall guys or whatever would get there too. And dimensional weight takes into account the actual weight as well. It's just weight and dimensions in a formula put together to make sure we account for large, light things also. Just saying. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible show. It's still available on your Roku player and on LibertyRoundtable.com. It's available for streaming on demand at your fingertips, F-R-E-E, free. By the way, LibertyRoundtable.com, unique columnist content, along with incredible radio. LibertyNewsRadio.com for the complete schedule of the Liberty News Radio Network. We not only have Liberty Roundtable live, but the John Moore Show airs right before Liberty Roundtable. We got a bunch of other talk show hosts on the radio with us. Joyce Riley, thepowermill.com. Do business with the good guys. Support them out. Thepowermill.com. They support us, and we greatly appreciate them. Thepowermill.com. So Joyce Riley's on the radio with us. John Statmiller's on the radio with us. The National Intel Report, Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, is on the radio with us. I'm telling you, we got a lineup that'll just knock your socks off. James Edwards, the political cesspool on Saturday nights. Tim Starks. The Stark Hour, 2 hours of great preparedness radio and more. You got Ken Daly, dailyken.com radio, incredible. You got Will Grigg doing a great job. Pro Libertate Radio, or Pro Libertante, I guess is how you say that, Pro Libertante. You got Ken Daly. You got Don Wassel, American Liberation Radio. I mean, that's just a few of the incredible shows available at libertynewsradio.com. All right, that's a recap of that. Now, what did I do this weekend? My son got married on Friday. We drove south to what they call Utah's Dixie. And it was in St. George, Utah. I had an incredible wedding. And I got a new daughter-in-law. That's incredible, huh? You got to dig that. That all happened over the weekend. That's why we took Friday off. But we're live now, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, our guest coming up in seconds, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, giving us a report on the Republican event that took place last Saturday. You are listening to Sam and Kurt on Liberty Roundtable Live.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
So you went to this this event here on Saturday, the Republican convention, right?
Sure did. Was there from 7 in the morning till 6 at night? No, 4 at night.
Man, Lowell gets it done, ladies and gentlemen. I was at my son's wedding reception and driving back from St. George and all that kind of stuff while he was taking care of the political business of the day. But it was a Republican state convention for the state of Utah. Now, let's make this very clear. Campaign for Liberty is a nonpartisan organization. They don't promote parties, folks. They talk about principles wherever they get a chance. Believe it or not, they even support your right to not belong to any political party. Now, that's refreshing, to say the least. But the Republican State Party, it was an organizing convention held on Saturday, an all-day-long event. And bottom line, what'd you find out, Lowell?
Well, we found out that the party wants to conform with SB 54, which was a law passed two sessions ago, which basically took away the rights of political parties in Utah to assemble and choose their own nominees, select their own party nominees in the way that they like. Basically, they forced the state legislature, forcing any political party in the state of Utah along one of two different paths. And just very simply, there's a registered political party path where the registered political party does not have a caucus convention, but has a closed primary to select their nominee. And there's another path called the qualified political party path, where the party can have caucus and conventions, but unaffiliated voters can vote in the primary elections. And in both cases, a candidate can gather signatures in order to put his name on the primary ballot. So you'll end up with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, how many of her names on the primary ballot. And there's no, currently, there's no mechanism in the law to solve the plurality problem, which will result from those primaries. So you may end up with a winner who only gets maybe a fourth of the vote or a third of the vote instead of the current majority type winner that we currently have. So anyway, the political party, the Republican Party decided they're going along with the qualified political party route. They want to continue to have their caucus convention system, and they want to have that despite the fact that they cannot close their primary to unaffiliated voters.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They really, the Freedom Works people went there and really stood against Common Core. How did that go?
Well, yeah, as you know, Sam, the sentiment against Common Core is great among liberty-minded organizations and activists. Freedom Works was certainly there with a big presence, a nice booth, everything just as they do all the time. and passing out literature, exposing the hidden and subtle evils in Common Core, basically the removal of parents from the marketplace of ideas in the educational system, government schools. They want to be the ones who dictate the curriculum taught in public schools. They don't want parents to have much say in that, much choice. They, so it's bad all the way around, but it's going to take great effort by lots of good people, lots of activists, to convince the powers that be in the state of Utah to get rid of Common Core.
All right, how about the support for Senator Mike Lee? You know, there's been a lot of inside Republicans who have really taken pot shots and swipes at Mike Lee, saying, oh, man, he's not one of us. Mike Lee, for the most part, stands with the people. He's not perfect, but he's way better than what we've had, that's for sure. And he at least shakes it up and stands right a lot of the time. So a lot of groups are going there in support of Mike Lee. How'd that go?
Very well. If I remember right, they were wearing green T-shirts at the convention, and there was a sea of green. In other words, there was a tremendous amount of support for Senator Mike Lee. And his index, legislative score, by the way, in the most recent edition of The New American, Sam, is 93%. There's not very many people that get up into the 90 percentile. This is an index indicating how faithfully the congressman votes in harmony with the Constitution. I can count on both hands the number of people who are scoring between 90 and 100%. In Congress right now, fewer than 10. Well, no, I think it's 11. Last count, 11 people in Congress today have scores of 90% or higher, and so that just goes to show how
that's like 2% about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a small percentage, right? Very small. 2% sounds about right to me.
And we want them to be 100%, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. However, you know, the test or the analysis isn't perfect either. Sometimes Somebody votes for something that might get them a little bit of a negative score, but there's a greater superior moral reason to vote a certain way, or sometimes there's conflicting legislation and you got to pick the best of the worst, so to speak, or just abstain from the vote, which counts sometimes as a negative too. So I guess what I'm saying is that even if somebody gets a 93 at first, you might be like, well, man, we're not going to tolerate 7% selling out of the Constitution. But I'm just saying it's not that simple, is it?
No, it's not, Sam. I mean, we have to work with what we have in Congress. We have to encourage those with high scores to go even higher, and we have to drum out and replace those with low scores. For instance, in contrast to Senator Mike Lee's 93%, all the other congressmen from the state of Utah, and we have a total of six here, so you got Mike Lee and then five others. The closest to him was Jason Chaffetz at 73%. Rob Bishop and Mia Love.
Hold on, let me just make this very clear, though. 73% is like, what, a C-?
Yeah. In school nowadays, 70 in the 70s is like a C, right, or maybe a C-, I don't know. Rob Bishop and Mia Love both have 66%.
So they get, what, a D, or are they almost to F category?
Well, let's see. If you do A's in the 90s, B's in the 80s, C's in the 70s, then the 60s would be getting D's at this point. And then Orrin Hatch, who received, ironically, the Ronald Reagan Award Saturday, has a current score of 57%. That's an F, of course, which is the lowest score of any member of Congress in Utah. So, Scott Bradley loves to ask this question. Would you like your spouse to be faithful to you just 57 or 66% of the time? Well, no, of course not. We expect all public servants to be 100% faithful to the Constitution. And so we need to replace those who aren't faithful and encourage and support those who are faithful to the Constitution. You know, Sam, there's only been...
And what bothers me the most before you get to this, Lowell, is that, you know, I don't even mind the ones that tell you flat out, look, I don't believe in you, I'm a socialist. It's not that I like them, but I'm just saying at least they're candid. My problem is Jason runs around and acts like he's the Patriot's patriot. He runs around and acts like he's all for your Constitution of freedom. He speaks at all the conservative forums as if he's a conservative. And really what you got is kind of a closet liberal going on, right?
Well, you know, to some extent, a 73% score is still in the upper quartile of Congress, right? I mean, he's better than most. But, boy, he could still do a lot of improvement. And the interesting
thing... Yeah, it's almost like screw tape letter-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you make a great point, Sam, about the way they talk isn't necessarily the way they walk while in Washington, D.C. It was so interesting to me to listen to their speeches because all of them got to speak, all five or six congressmen and then a number of other elected public officials. And, some of them almost threw their shoulders out trying to pat themselves on the back for their conservative votes in office. In other words, they go around saying they support limited government, but the record shows that they voted to increase the size and reach of big government time and time again. Very few people know how they really vote, and the New American, thanks to them, helps us look at the record and understand their fruit. For by their fruit ye shall know them.
Hold on, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Politicians say they support limited government, but the record shows different, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. We're talking about a report on the Republican State Party Organizing Convention in Utah last Saturday. Politicians say they support limited government, but the records show they voted to increase the size and reach and scope of big government. Few people actually know how they vote, folks. And people thoughtlessly believe what the liars tell them. Our respect for these hypocrites is sinking. Senator Mike Lee, a notable exception. His legislative score, believe it or not, is a 93% in the New American. And you know what? The New American's not perfect. Their testing's not perfect, but it's one of the best we've got. By the time you go to the New American, get their score. By the time you go to the National Taxpayers Union, get their score. By the time you go to the Gun Owners of America and get their score, you start to see a pretty solid, clear evidence from a variety of good conservative organizations about who and what they are. And Jason Chapin might be a nice guy, but he's not really near as good of a conservative as he wants you to believe. That's how most of them roll, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. You know, there have only been two people in my lifetime who have consistently scored 100% as rated by the New American, and that is Larry McDonald, a Democrat from Georgia, who was in the airliner shot down over Russia in 1983. And then number two, there's been Congressman Ron Paul from Lake Jackson, Texas, who year after year, consistently scored 100%. I think there was a few years there where he didn't score 100%, but by and large, his average was very, very near 100%. So there you go, Sam. There's only if two people in my lifetime have scored consistently 100%, that really goes to show how true they were to the Constitution. And of course, even they weren't perfect. You know, I've studied Ron Paul's record. There's a couple of things I disagree with him on, But boy, by and large, if we had a Congress full of Ron Pauls and Larry McDonalds and today, you know, people like Justin Amash and Mike Lee and Thomas Massey and so forth, then, boy, we would actually have a very small federal government that doesn't snoop in your affairs, doesn't surveil all of your activities, doesn't bomb you with drones without jury trials. trials and due process. I mean, we'd have a very different looking government today if these kinds of people were in Congress. And so that's the goal of activists across the country, is to watch what they do to have these liberty indexes like that in the New American, and like that that was in the Utah Grassroots Report, which is what a number of Campaign for Liberty volunteers passed out, distributed to hundreds and hundreds of delegates during the convention, or just prior to the convention on last Saturday, from 7 in the morning till 10 in the morning. Basically, as delegates streamed in through the doors to the convention, they were met by smiling face and a copy of the Utah Grassroots Report, wherein the state legislators' voting record was exposed, or is exposed. And you can go to the UtahGrassroots.org website and look at the report, the very report that we were handing out to delegates on Saturday. So I applaud the efforts of volunteers across the country at exposing the voting records of their elected officials. That's such a necessary step to keep the heat on them so that they will continue to vote right, because they are politicians and they bend with the wind. So if constituents tell them to vote one way, that's generally what they do.
All right, there's a big battle going on within our society and within the Republican Party as a microcosm of that society, and that's war versus peace. And ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Ron Paul's new book, Swords into Plowshares, A Life in Wartime, and the Future of Peace and Prosperity, is the book. And Ron Paul makes several points in this book that I want to point out, and then contrast that with the direction the Republican Party and our society seems to be going. And Ron Paul starts out talking about having faith in God, Lowell.
He is a man of faith, Sam. I've listened to him speak on a couple of what we might call unofficial occasions, you know, where it's not a political setting necessarily. And I just love to listen to him. You know how members of the LDS faith love to sit down at general conference and just listen to the prophets and apostles speak. There's a number of people who are not members of the LDS faith. Ron Paul's one of them. You know, people like Chuck Baldwin. Ron Paul is just a wonderful gentleman. Just, I love listening to him talk about his faith in God. And he makes the one of the biggest points of the book, essentially, is that people tend to want peace. You know, they don't tend to want to hurt people. They don't tend to want to go to war. It's in our nature. He calls it our peaceful nature. He devotes an entire chapter entitled Our Peaceful Nature. And in there, he gives a lot of evidence that people want to live in peace and harmony with each other. He even recounts, remember, Sam, that first World War, in World War One. I'm not suggesting you and I were there, but the story of what happened on the first Christmas Eve during World War One, there in Europe, soldiers on both sides of the battle, right? So you have German, British, French, and Belgian soldiers. And so what did they do on Christmas Eve? Well, they put down their rifles. They began singing. They began humming Christmas hymns. They got up out of their, you know, bunkers, whatever they were, their the trenches, because it was called trench warfare back then. They walked across the battle lines, and they shared gifts with each other. I mean, it was one of the most miraculous and spontaneous shows of affection between warring people that you have in history. See, common people don't hurt other commoners, Sam. We don't like to do that. It's the power-hungry politicians, however, who hurt the common people in a big way, because they're the ones chomping at the bit for war and power and greed, resources, oil, and stuff like that. That's why we get into wars nowadays.
And believe it or not, if you read the journals or diaries of soldiers on both sides, they feel the same. Their goals to somehow make it out alive so they can return to their families, to their wives, to their girlfriends, to their loved ones, to their parents, whatever the case may be. They don't want to fight. They're just as scared as the other guy, but feel like they're forced there. beyond their control. And on average, 22 military veterans commit suicide each day. Waging unjustified wars have tragic consequences on the hearts and minds of people. We have a peaceful nature, documents Ron Paul.
Very good point, Sam, and I agree with him wholeheartedly on this. We, you know, because of our peaceful nature, it becomes a great disconnect when we, instead of adhering to and living in harmony with our peaceful nature, we instead kill another human being. And, you know, whether that's in done in hand-to-hand combat, you know, face-to-face with another person, or whether it's done in an air-conditioned office by a pilot of a drone who, you know, thousands of miles away from his target, the effect is the same, Sam. And that's what's astonishing to me. But the soldiers who kill other human beings suffer the emotional wretchedness of doing that killing, and it turns into, you know, this PTSD, they call it. You know, the soldiers suffer from PTSD and other emotional maladies because they kill human beings contrary to their peaceful natures. And so that's why it's stunning to me, Sam, that there are 22 military veterans every day, on average, commit suicide. It's astonishing to me. But it's understandable because, you know, we have a peaceful nature, and we wouldn't go about killing people on our own. It's governments who are the evil agent here who get their people to go to war against some other people, and that's just terribly unfortunate. You know, Ron makes the point that those people who have a strong faith and belief in God go to war less, meaning they would only go to war if their backs were up against the wall and they had to defend themselves. But those people who do not have faith in God, who do not believe in God, they are far more likely to go to war and to kill people. And so that just, to me, goes to show the importance of having a faith in God, having a belief in God.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to cover. The people are peaceful. They have to use video game propaganda to get people used to killing. They try to make sanitized war where the people aren't seeing the evils of war. Now, that's the only way they can coax us into war. We'll talk about their big lies coming up.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, soldiers intentionally miss their targets so they don't have to kill anyone. Video games have been used to condition soldiers to more easily kill. Governments are predisposed to war because it helps the government maintain power. And if you try to promote our peaceful nature, you try to stand against war and push for peace, then they want to basically suggest you're part of the problem. You're either one, so ignorant that, hey, they'll slice and dice you on an international stage. Your ignorance will get us all killed. Or they want to say you're soft and not willing to do what needs to be done to protect us all. But it's so well documented by the CIA and everybody else that, you know what, the more we promote war, the more danger we put ourselves in. And it's interesting that we got to understand this. To overcome our peaceful natures and to coax us into war, governments resort to lying, fear-mongering, and other propaganda to back us into this idea that, well, we got to have war or our children won't be able to sleep at night. But in Dr. Paul's book, he exposes those lies,
Well, here's a quote from his book, just give you a taste of what he's saying, quote, though the people are naturally opposed to offensive wars, their support eventually comes as a consequence of the persistent daily barrage of lies about dangers we face and calls for patriotic loyalty to the warmongering leadership, end of quote. I mean, he packs so much into every sentence, Sam, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about his book again this morning was to encourage people to go get his book and to read it because it is so full of wisdom. I mean, this gentleman is 80 years old in 3 days. August 20th is his birthday, 80 years old, and he's been serving in Congress since the late 70s, right? And so he served in like 24 years in Congress, wonderful gentleman, understanding of the dangers of war, how expensive it is, and so in terms of, not only in terms of money, but in terms of the cost to lives and families, that he really knows what he's talking about here. And if the only contribution he made to the world, Sam, was to help the rest of us change our attitude about war, his life would be so worth it. I mean, and so we need to spread the word about his books and about the concepts of peace, because as Spencer W. Kimball chastised us years ago, we are a warlike people. We need to change that, Sam. We need to not be a warlike people, but instead we must sue for peace and pray every day that governments around the world will seek diplomatic solutions to the problems they face, not the war solutions, not bombing, not killing solutions. Those are not good solutions.
All right, now this battle, we think, is a Republican battle because the Democrats try to make you believe they're for peace. The Republicans are pro-war, but that isn't true. The real Republicans have been against war for a long time. Ron has documented that as well. But here's the point. The insiders, whether they're Republican or Democrat, seem to be pro-war big time, and there's no talking them out of it. And Dr. Paul exposes the lies. They want you to believe that war will make us safer and richer. But the opposite is true. But Ron Paul closes his book with stirring optimism. President Obama has given Congress an ultimatum. Either approve the Iran deal or go to war against them. And that might not be what you understand, but that is the truth behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say it again. President Obama has given Congress an ultimatum. Either approve the Iran deal or end up going to war against them. And you think, well, wait, there might be some preemptive strike or something going on. No. What Barack Obama and the government is saying is we have to go to war. Turns out that the U.S. dollar is at stake. So it may not be this, well, we want to go to war per se, but you know what? If the U.S. dollar loses its dominance as the world's go-to currency, we're in trouble. And they don't want to take the blame, so war will be their answer, lol.
That's right. Now, this is somewhat speculative, of course, to suggest that the dollar is really behind the scenes on this one, but there's pretty good evidence that such is the case. We look at a statement made by Secretary of State John Kerry just on August 11th. Now, normally, we don't believe what these people say, but it is the case that on occasion, they will say something, they'll let something slip, or they will, in a particularly candid moment, actually reveal the truth. And so, you know, sometimes what they say is spot on. And of course, if this perspective is correct, then you'll understand that what John Kerry is saying here is correct, too. But he says, quote, if we turn around and nix the deal and then tell U.S. allies that you're going to have to obey our rules and sanctions anyway, that is a recipe very quickly for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world, end of quote. Now, he might be saying that, again, to just scare Congress people into supporting, the deal. It's hard to know, but on the other hand, if it was a candid moment and he was actually telling us what is factually true, that the American dollar might cease to be the reserve currency of the world, then that would be a real concern to the Obama administration.
Well, and we have third-party documentation that this is the case. Even China publicly admitted in mainstream press articles that they may use the financial nuclear option, and they may jettison the U.S. dollar. And you know that's got to be a fear because that's where 90% of our power and our ability to control other nations have come from. Now, I'm against this hegemony idea in the first place. I'm just telling you, that is a key component. So whether it's directly related here to this exact example or not, no doubt it underrides almost everything we do policy-wise in the world today.
You're right about that. I mean, there's no nation in the history of the world that has debauched their currency and has been able to survive. There's no way the U.S. empire will survive either. Just because we're Americans, just because the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency today, doesn't mean that that will be true tomorrow or next month or next year. You know, whenever the value of the dollar goes away, but it is bound to happen because you print so much money, and there will come a time when other countries will simply refuse to accept it. And they'll begin selling oil denominated in the won or in yen or some other currency, not the dollar. And when that happens, the value of the dollar will plummet, and we will be in a world of economic hurt. We will no longer be the superpower of the world, able to support wars. On one hand, that's going to be a good thing, but on the other hand, it's going to be pretty austere for those of us who are here, particularly for those in government, because they are going to get blamed for the collapse.
And all it takes, Lowell, believe it or not, is some other currency to start even partially backing their currency with real asset-based intrinsic value metal, gold or silver, even if it's not completely backed, even partially, adding stability, would absolutely circumvent the use of the dollar. And once the, what do you say? once the nations start jumping off the American dollar Titanic, it's going to happen fast. So even though you believe it can't happen tomorrow, and it may not happen tomorrow, but the fix is in, and that's where all these nations are going. And eventually, write it down, eventually they will get their way.
Yes, that's true. And in fact, remember, speaking about, we're putting a ton of pressure on Iran right now. And Obama says, look, if we don't make this deal, then we're going to go to war. And there's a ton of Republicans in Congress who don't want the deal. They want to nix the deal. But the deal is really a deal for peace. And it is the proper decision to make. But if they make the deal for peace, then that just means that you know what, there'll be other countries going into Iran and benefiting, trading, doing commercial business, you know, and that hurts the war machines. It hurts those people who make money, when countries go to war.
And the problem is the deal for peace really isn't peace because it jeopardizes our sovereignty. So either way, it's a strike at the heart of the America's way of life and belief. And in other words, they're going to take us down one way or the other is the real point, right?
That's right, Sam. Unfortunately, that is the case. And so I just want to, express my appreciation to the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, because they put out information every single day of the week, 7 days a week, about what's happening in the world today. And bringing this kind of information to light, I think, deserves a moment of applause and a moment of thanks. And I appreciate Liberty Roundtable also for providing this forum on which we can make this information available to the people of the world. Thank you so much, Sam. And Kurt are awesome. We appreciate your show so much, and I'm one of many, many thousands probably who listen to it every day.
Godspeed. Thank you so much, sir.
You betcha. Thank
there you
me.
Have it.
With you.
Lulls in the Trenches, ladies and gentlemen, taking care of business. By the way, Kurt's going to have Ron Paul's book soon in the Liberty Roundtable bookstore. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Ask him about raw honey as you get your Ron Paul's book as well. It's a book that pushes for peace. It's a book that's anti-war. It's a book that promotes our peaceful nature. Yeah. There you have it. Dr. Ron Paul's new book, Swords into Plowshares. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.